Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, ambako jua la angaza sana. Africa, ambako ulimwengu wote kwanza. Africa, kutoka usiku wa jana. Uhuru, upepo wa uhuru. Upepo wa uhuru unavuma. The freedom wind blows. Out of yesterday's night, uhuru.
He's out of sight. Is he good as all the girls say on any night? Can he afford to pay my way?
You damn right.
And you should be ashamed if you don't know his name. Is he pretty?
He's out of sight.
Is he good as all the girls say on any night? Can he afford to pay my way?
You damn right.
And you should be ashamed if you don't know his name.
Won't stop.
want to thank you for listening to Black Noise Radio. I'm your host, DJ Monk, also known as Marty Smith. As you know, I've been away for a while, about 3.5 weeks. We haven't really been able to produce any shows. I was out in the Coachella Valley for the music festivals, all three, and we finally got back yesterday. I had a ball, and we're going to talk in depth about some of the good, bad, and ugly in our next show coming up at 3 p.m. We will have the Marty Smith Show. And it might get ugly for some. But right now, we are listening to Monique Bingham, South Africa's best house dance artist. And I'm just loving her groove, and we're going to get back to that. I have been so culture starved from my perspective. I've had a lot of culture this weekend and seen a lot and learned a lot and dealt with a lot. But some of the stuff that I like to do, I've not been able to do it. So that's why I'm going to continue today and just get my groove on before we get real good, bad, and ugly on the Marty Smith Show coming up at 3 o'clock. So thank you for listening.
Yeah. doing heroin and the need to do heroin is anything like how I feel when I'm looking for a cell phone charger. Then I get it. There's a goddamn war going on outside, you guys, between gay people and people who enjoy delicious chicken sandwiches. And we're all involved in this war. I hope you've chosen your side wisely. All right? I've lost a lot of friends in the past couple of weeks. A lot of friends, all right? A lot of friends, all right? Because you know what? I've decided, fuck it. I don't care anymore, all right? If it's between me and your fucking friendship and that fucking chicken sandwich, then I'm choosing a chicken sandwich every time because it's way more delicious than anybody's friendship. All right.
I want to start by saying that I met Bill Cosby, and he was very nice to me. To me. Obviously, I can't speak for about 55 women who may have had a less than enjoyable experience with the cause, but he was very nice to me. I went to his house. I did. We had tea. I don't remember much after the tea.
I want to be honest with you guys. I'm at a place in my life right now where $30 could change everything. Like, you know what I'm saying to you? Like, I'm one overdraft fee away from bankruptcy right now. Don't tell anybody this. I'm thinking about robbing a bank. Maybe. I'm thinking about it.
I realized the other day, I'm the type of man that needs a man around the house. You know? This is a true story. The other day, I was trying to make dinner, you know? And I couldn't open a jar. So you know what I did? I ate something else. I'm kidding. Obviously, I was not drugged and raped by Bill Cosby. But we did. I don't know. I emailed him. I wanted to reach out. Because you guys were being so mean to him. Didn't write anything in the body of the email. I only wrote in the subject line. I did. You want to know what I wrote? Yeah. I wrote, "Hey, my nigga, you good?" That's what I wrote to Bill Cosby. I don't know if he's going to respond. I don't know if he checks his email.
You know what? I got to warn you. It's a weird time for me to be looking for girls. My last girlfriend, and I can share this with you guys because I feel like we're close. My last girlfriend actually broke up with me because she said I was verbally abusive. Yeah, can you believe that? Like, I'm not that guy. Right? That was a little harsh. I remember the night she told me, she was like, "Gerard, you're really verbally abusive." And I was like, "Bitch, these are just words. All right? Sticks and stones is actually what I called her because she was anorexic with a drug problem. Bernie, are we doing that? Are we for real about Bernie? I'm willing to get on board, but I keep thinking people are being ironic. I first heard about him, I was in Silver Lake, and if you know anything about LA, you know, the further east you go, the more ironic things are. You can't say this seriously. And I guess we are. If we're on board with Bernie, I'm going to be on board with Bernie. I think. I don't know. I'm sure he's going to be fine. I'm sure he's going to be great. He's old, man. And I don't mean an age, I mean an energy. Some people have like old man energy, and it matches, I'm sure, his age, but I'm sure he's gonna be fine, but
he's definitely going to be the first president to embarrass us on some old man shit. Like, definitely. And you got to be prepared for that. Like, he's going to be the first president to, like, negotiate a nuclear deal with a mustard stain on his shirt. And if you're fine with it, I'm fine with it. I don't know much about his policies, but I know he eats a pastrami sandwich every day for lunch. You can just look in his eyes and see.
I mean, I actually started going down, like, my bank robbery checklist. Like, what do I need to rob a bank? Like, I need gloves. Got those. I need a ski mask. I need a computer to hack into the system. I need a getaway car. First, I need a car. Then I realized something. I can't afford to rob a bank right now. Like, robbing banks are expensive. Like, I'm standing inside of the Bank of America around the corner, just, you know, casing the joint, and I realized there is no way I'm going to be able to rob this bank without applying for a small business loan first.
I can't tell if just let her have this one is a good enough reason to vote for Hillary. Like, that's why I would do it. Completely just rooted in nothing political. Just, it would be like, I don't know, man. Her husband got his dick sucked, and we all know about it. Let's just let her have this one. Let's just let her be president. Can we talk about how difficult it is for me, this whole Bill Cosby thing? A lot of you may not relate. Maybe he wasn't your favorite comic. Maybe you don't do comedy. But for me, he was important person in my life, you know? An inspiration, if you will, and it's hard, you know. It's hard. I'm not making any excuses at all, you know. Like, would I let him give my mom headache medication? Of course not. But it's hard watching your hero fall from grace. It's hard. It really is. I mean, for me, this whole Bill Cosby thing is like, it's like watching Superman rescue a boy from a burning building. And then immediately molest that boy. It's funny watching, like, women not give a shit about Hillary Clinton. That's my favorite part of this whole, like, thing. It's just watching women just not give a fuck. It's amazing. You would think that, like, here's the thing. I'm not saying I voted for Obama because he's black, but we get it. Like, sure. Was I not gonna... Why don't women have that same camaraderie? Like, what's going on here? What's the problem? It's because if I may, without you hating me, women only kind of fuck with other women. Only kind of. Sometimes it depends. What's the life expectancy of a woman's friendship with another woman? I don't know, like 2.5 years, max, before shit goes wrong. Maybe you get back together years later, but it's going to hit a fucking wall. It's going to. I have it. That's why Thelma and Louise was so realistic. The only way to maintain a friendship was to drive off a fucking cliff. They just had it. It's like, we got to kill ourselves or we are going to get angry at each other over some bullshit.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, not at all. No, not. I'm not. So I can't.
You're all about comedy. That's all you want to do.
That's it. That's it. Plus, I only have, like, one good date in me.
That's it?
Like, one...
And what would that be?
No, I'm just saying, like, one time, I only have, like, enough interest and money and an outfit for one... for one date. I have a date outfit.
What is your idea about looking really cool to go out on a date? Hit.
Looking really cool?
T-shirt? Some bling?
Some bling? Yeah.
Well... You gotta be creative. You gotta, like, meet the girl someplace with free food. Maybe a wedding.
Wow.
And then that's a free date right there.
Have you done that?
No. I spend way too much on dates.
Really?
Because I don't want my wife to find out. But I was never good with dating. I didn't date until I was after college.
I'm the same way.
You know, and I had no money to spend.
And, you just perform for them.
Yeah.
You're like the little drummer boy of comedy.
That's right. That's right.
No gifts to bring. It's just, okay. Like, when she's on, like, my television, like, I get really excited about Hillary Clinton. I think, oh, man, she's, you know, she's smart and, you know,
I don't think she's murdered anybody. I don't know how to be president. But as soon as she goes away, completely forget about it. Forget she existed. Forget anything she said. Forget what she did. It's also how I feel about Bruno Mars' music. Like, when he's performing on the Super Bowl, I'm like, oh, shit, he's a great performer. I'm going to buy his album. And then Monday comes, and I don't buy his album because I'm an adult. And I just, like, you know, I can't listen to a little Hawaiian man sing about love in my car. It's crazy. I own stamps. I'm a citizen. I think Twitter would have been useful if it were around, like, 15 years ago, and they could use it as evidence against OJ during the trial. I actually wrote a few ideas down. So really quickly, if you guys please walk with me. The year is now 1994, when OJ Simpson trial. I'm the prosecutor. You guys are the jury. And I have OJ Simpson's Twitter records. Once again, 1994, O.J. Simpson 12. Mr. Simpson, on June 11th, 1994, you tweeted the following. Once again, O.J. Simpson, June 11th, 1994, you tweeted at 9:07 p.m. White bitches be tripping. At 9:18.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That was so funny, folks.
That would be Jerry Carmichael, folks.
At 9:18 p.m., OJ Simpson, you tweeted, I can't get this new song Waterfalls out of my head. TLC for life. At 10:12 p.m., OJ Simpson, you tweeted, does anybody know how to get blood stains out of Tommy Hilfiger jeans? These are your words, Mr. Simpson. At 11:05 p.m., OJ Simpson, you tweeted, what's the deal with this new Windows 95? I hate Netscape Navigator. Then finally, at 11:52 p.m., O.J. Simpson, you tweeted, how's she going to run like I ain't win the Heisman or something? What's interesting about Trump is it's the first time in my life I've seen white people, like, helpless. Never seen that before. I've never seen just, like, despite the best efforts, there's nothing you could do. He's unstoppable. He's unstoppable. He will only stop when he decides to. He's like a white Hurricane Katrina. Like, he's just breaking all the levees. My family's not speaking to me right now. I can share that with you guys, too. My family's not speaking. They're mad because I played devil's advocate at my brother's intervention. I was like, first of all, you guys, you don't walk in this man's house unannounced like this. You call ahead. And then secondly, calm down, everybody, all right? I mean, after all, he is the life of the party. So, Donald Trump is obviously crazy. I think he kind of is America, you know, when you think about it, arrogant, ignorant sometimes, spending money doesn't have, thinks he's right all the time. He is America. It's like if Captain Planet were created by, like, an election. That's what Donald Trump is. I think he's crazy. I think he's, you know, insane. But as someone who recently moved to a new tax bracket, I also think he has some good ideas sometimes. Like, even at Hitler's funeral, there was still some dude who had to get up there and speak. And it was hard for him. Society just hating Hitler and he knows that Hitler was his best friend. He tried to find nice things to say. Had to stand up there with a speech over the coffin. Angry reporters. Look, what can you say about the guy? You know, I know a lot of you hated him. I get it. But you don't understand. Like, he helped pay for my daughter's braces, man. He was a good dude. He was a good dude. Okay? I know the whole Holocaust thing, but he used to make these quesadillas, man. And trust me, you haven't had a quesadilla. So you had a Hitler quesadilla. It was something I think it was. And here's the thing. I don't know if you guys eat at the Chick-fil-A. It's on right down the street. It's an outdoor Chick-fil-A. It's outside. And I eat there a lot. And people drive by and they scream stuff at me. They're like, what are you doing? You shouldn't support this establishment. And, you know, like, get the fuck out of there. And all types of shit. They scream these things at me. And those people don't know. They don't know what it's like to feel ashamed of doing something that you love. You know? They don't understand what it's like to be ridiculed by society for doing what comes natural to you, okay? I didn't choose to like Chick-fil-A. You know what I'm saying? I was born this way. I was born enjoying delicious chicken sandwiches. So I guess what I'm saying to everybody in here, you know, if you want to eat a Chick-fil-A, is it gets better, you know?
Thank you. They don't know about the gift they gave. They don't know about the gift they gave. They don't Yeah.
Once again, we want to thank you for listening to Black Noise Radio. As you know, I'm back on here in about 30 minutes, the Marty Smith Show. We've only played two musical artists today, Oney Bingham, who you just listened to, from South Africa, just very soulful in her dance house expression, as well as we listened to house producer extraordinaire Deep Burnt, and that was coming off of Jared Carmichael's timely comedy. Although that's a few years old, that Bill Cosby stuff was very timely. And like I said, music makes me high, but comedy sometimes makes me cry. It's the reality of it all. It is what it is, folks. This has been Black Noise Radio. We're going to go out with a little bit more, Miss Monique Bingham.